Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lens Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer Lens, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all just parties are left to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. We can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Lens Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Market Media Center, 106 County Street. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so for a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomeraoc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT repeater, Jeff, KA3TFB, Bill, checking in, and there's another fine amateur also there on the list. Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York, and I believe I am the last station in the queue for Echolink.
All right, we got two there. Let's break it down here, Kevin. Okay, let's start with KA3TFB. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Roger, Roger. Hey, fine business here in western Pennsylvania. We are at 66 degrees with a humidity of 93%. It's like being in the shower. Well, you know, not quite, but, you know, it's close to that. Top of the day to everybody there. We've had rain to our east, heavy rain to our east. It just missed us. We had off and on showers. It really didn't amount to a whole much other than to fill a few puddles up. With that in mind there, I'm going to be listening, and I wish everyone a good evening. KA3TFB, back to net control on the EchoLink system. Over.
All right, Bill. Well, kind of like that here, too. Humidity's really thick. You're walking around in the fog out there almost. But, well, good luck with it. I guess we're going to have a cold front coming in, so that might dry it out a little bit. We'll see. All right, thanks, Bill. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, and good evening, everyone up in the Boonville area. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James checking in. Yeah, we got about 64 degrees right here in the Oneonta area. Had a line of storms come through earlier today. Actually, when those storms started coming through, it was actually up in the Mohawk Valley, or from your vantage point down in the Mohawk Valley, and I had some business I was conducting, and while I was between meetings and whatnot, I was able to participate in the Skywarn net on the Oneida County repeater, which is kind of cool. So luckily, nothing catastrophic took place in our area, which was really nice to hear. I guess there were some pretty heavy winds off to the west of us as these storms are starting to kick up. So not too bad otherwise, so just going to try to chill out here. And I tell you what, I will say 7-3. I'll turn it back over to you. There may have been another station that may have come into the queue if you want to just give that a quick check. This is KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for checking in, and we'll do that. Are there any other EchoLink stations wishing to check in? All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 2YQ, good evening, Jeff. And 2YQ, Dan, good evening, what's going on? Hi, good evening, Jeff. This is M2YQ. We're transmitting out my camper in the front yard, my base antenna on the tower broke off way up to the top, so I can't use that antenna for the time being. But I just put the antenna outside of the camper here, and when you come back, you can give me a radio check, see if I can get through nice and clear, because I got to do the net for the next couple of nights. So, anyways, but we have a rain here today. I heard thunder, but it was in the distance. But we got, when the rain started at dawn at night last night until now, we got over an inch of rain. But I know my ditch in front here is all full of water. So, anyways, we got a good bit of rain. Just probably run home for the most part, and then me and my son, I went with him down to Utica, down to Apple Music down in New Hartford. He wanted to pick up some things down there, so I rode down with him and got back, and we had a meeting to go to, and Rob was staying at the church. So we got home here, so here we are. So you can give me a radio check when you come back and tell me how good it's coming through, and then we're all set for tomorrow night. So back to you, Jeff, and 2YQ clear.
Dan, your signal's coming in great here. It's probably about the best it's ever sounded.
Okay, pretty good, Jeff. Thanks for that, and we'll talk to you later. And 2YQ. Have a good night.
Thanks, Dan. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
It's amazing. It's 9 o'clock. Usual. Not too much. I just got off the phone with a customer. He's got the second system. I don't remember seeing this problem in the past, or maybe I didn't really pay much attention to it because I was going to clean the thing out anyway. But this is the second time in 2 weeks. The first time was last week on a well-used Vista system, but this is on a brand new, let's say a brand new installation of Windows 7 system. Which we just set up in April, and he says we got a hard drive with partitions. The system partition is like 300, and I think it's a 750 gig drive. I can't remember. And he says my system drive is full, but he says I go through the folders and I can't find where all these files are. And there's no reason it should be full because there's no data on C; it's all on the data drive D. And I had a similar problem last week, which we didn't resolve because I said we just need to clean this up. So it's like there's 250 out of 300 gigabytes used by hidden files that you can't find even when you put the show hidden files and all that. You ever hear of anything like that?
No, I have never heard anything like that. The only thing I can think of is there must be a partition in there for restore the operating system that's gone crazy. But I don't think that would even get a reading about how many gigabytes it is. So I don't know.
Yeah, he brought me the computers over the winter when they weren't using them in the boat shop. And this is the one he's using for a server. It's a mirrored hard drive, and they're whatever size they are, 500, I don't know. But anyway, and I wiped it clean, and I can't remember if I reloaded from Windows disk or if I had a restore partition, but the restore partition would take 10 gigabytes out of 500 and it wouldn't change. But we had two partitions, and we had the C and D, and C is the system and D is the data, you know, the usual thing. And I actually ended up doing it a little differently. I didn't know that he wanted that, but then when I got there, he said, oh, well, we do this. I said, well, you should partition it this way. So I did a little, changing. And I made, I gave way more headroom than they would ever need on the system partition. And all his data is on D. And so the system partition was 300 gigabytes with the, 40 used or something. Well, all of a sudden, it's 300 gigabytes with 285 used. But he says when he goes through the file system and just, looks at folder sizes, nothing shows. And this is exactly what I saw actually it was a Vista computer, but it's the same thing. Where the heck are all these files? That they're like hidden. Even when you click on show hidden files and show protected system files, nothing shows. So it's almost like it's a file system problem that Windows is marking space as used that's not used or something. I don't know. Anyway, looking, I was hoping maybe you would, oh yeah. So anyway, I just got done stuffing folders for the open house up here on June 17th, and tomorrow morning we got to go over to the post office bright and early and buy a bunch of stamps and send them out, and hopefully that will get some responses, and maybe we can get some action going here with some of the existing hams, and maybe we can do enough advertising to the general community in the Black River Valley that we get some people that might be interested and come out, and maybe we can kind of get things going here. That was my non-work, non-essential but essential project of the day, and I'm hoping that we get that out and get that going. I can not pay attention to that for the rest of the week until next Wednesday when we do this. But KC2WI.
All right. Well, some things to maybe look for if you haven't found is maybe go through your disk cleanup and see if you can't clean out some old system restores. Check to see if maybe there's any dump files, DMP files. And they should show up in a file search though. The only other thing I could think of is maybe a swap file. Might be getting large, but you should be able to find that too. I think it's the page file. That's this file, so that should show up. If you have hidden files showing anyway. Anyway, all right. Well, good luck with it. There's always a mystery going on somewhere in there. All right, thanks, Pete. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KA2NZ.
KA2ZZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, not too much. We survived the thunderstorms today. We had severe thunderstorm warning up with a possible, with a tornado watch, but the tornado watch never materialized, which I'm glad of. But we were out shopping when the storm moved through, and I'm going to tell you it really tore through here. Wind and rain and lightning and thunder, and we were in a grocery store and the lights went out for a while and everything else. So it was a little more than just a summer shower, how that goes. But anyways, other than that, it's a mild day. It's still warm. I think it's still, we're talking about 69 right now. 69. Okay, and that's about it. 73 is all around. KA2ZZ.
All right. Yeah, we had a little bit of rain here, but I'll don't think we had it as much as you did. Anyway. Oh, good. Thanks, Jack. Sorry, somebody was pinging me here from work, and I was reading that, trying to talk at the same time. You can't multitask this late at night. Anyway. All right, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Center? Well, for myself, I've been working here today. I didn't really do much outside. It's raining a lot. I'm not complaining. We need a little rain, and looks like we're going to get quite a bit this week. We'll have to wait and see what happens. That's about it. That's about all I have to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of whatever amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, say 73 to those who listened in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB signing off through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening.
KD2FPM will also be clearing the EchoLink through this repeater. Thank you very much for the use of this repeater, 7-3. Hopefully, I will be able to catch you guys tomorrow night.
Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.